Welcome to the Battle Drill Devotional Podcast with Captain Rob Westwood Payne.
Today is Tuesday, the 28th of November. This week on the Battle Drill Daily Devotional Podcast, we are reminded that God is not too busy to be interrupted by our concerns. Each weekday, we share hope and encouragement as we read and study the Bible together. Our Bible passage is Mark chapter 4 and verses 35 to 41. Jesus calms the storm. As evening came, Jesus said to his disciples, "Let's cross to the other side of the lake." So they took Jesus in the boat and started out, leaving the crowds behind, although other boats followed. But soon a fierce storm came up. High waves were breaking into the boat, and it began to fill with water. Jesus was sleeping at the back of the boat, with his head on a cushion. The disciples woke him up, shouting, "Teacher, don't you care that we're going to drown?" When Jesus woke up, he rebuked the wind and said to the waves, "Silence, be still." Suddenly, the wind stopped, and there was a great calm. Then he asked them, "Why are you afraid? Do you still have no faith?" The disciples were absolutely terrified. "Who is this man?" they asked each other. "Even the wind and waves obey him." Amen. Fear is a powerful emotion that can grip our hearts and cloud our perception of reality. In verse 38 of our passage, we find the disciples caught in the midst of a fierce storm on the Sea of Galilee. As the waves crashed against their boat, they became overwhelmed with fear, questioning whether they would even survive. In their distress, they woke Jesus, who was peacefully sleeping, and exclaimed, "Teacher, don't you care that we're going to drown?" How often do we find ourselves in a similar situation, feeling overwhelmed by the storms of life and questioning God's care and protection? In moments of fear and uncertainty, it's easy to lose sight of God's faithfulness and provision. Our anxieties can distort our perception of his love and care for us. Yet Jesus' response to the disciples' fear was both gentle and powerful. He arose and rebuked the wind, saying to the sea, "Silence, be still." Instantly the storm ceased, and a great calm settled over the waters. Jesus then turned to his disciples and asked, "Why are you afraid? Do you still have no faith?" Jesus' question challenges us to examine our own hearts. Are we allowing fear to overshadow our faith in God's care and protection? Or are we surrendering our anxieties to him, trusting that he is in control even in the midst of life's storms? When we confront our fears and surrender them to God, we open ourselves to experience his peace that surpasses all understanding. We can find comfort in knowing that he is with us, guiding us through every trial and providing for our needs. As we release our anxieties, we make room for faith to grow and for God's care to shine through. As you go deeper with these thoughts during your day-to-day, this reflection question might help you. What fears are you currently holding on to? And how can you surrender them to God and trust in his care and protection? I hope you'll join me tomorrow for another Battle Drill Daily Devotional as we focus on Jesus, the calmer of storms.
If you would like to subscribe to Captain Rob's Battle Drill Devotional, wherever you choose to listen to podcasts, or if you'd like to receive them direct to your inbox, head to www.equippinghispeople.com/devotional and follow the instructions.